North American markets returned from the long weekend to find the dollar modestly higher, though the move has been driven more by weakness in other major currencies than by any meaningful shift in underlying dollar strength. The yen initially weakened sharply after Japan's Q4 GDP disappointed at just 0.2% annualized versus 1.6% expected, pushing dollar yen to 153.76 before comments from a former BOJ board member suggested another rate hike as soon as April helped the yen recover. The euro has started the week on the back foot, pressured by another underwhelming German ZEW survey, reinforcing concerns that Europe's largest economy is still struggling to gain traction. Sterling has also underperformed following softer wage growth and rising unemployment, which together point to a cooling UK labor market. Elsewhere, RBA minutes highlighted a significant shift in the policy outlook behind its recent tightening move. Looking ahead, focus turns to key U.S. data, including ADP employment and regional manufacturing surveys, alongside Canada CPI and scheduled remarks from Fed officials Barr and Daly. That's all for now.